Evet. Wednesday, the 10th of June, and it's another beautiful morning. Gorgeous, mostly blue skies. It's fine and dry, and the sun's shining down. However, there's a hint of a cooler northwest breeze again. I'll wait till he finishes rattling his ladders. Mrs. Blackbird's scoffing up the porridge. I just saw off a starling, which is unusual because the starlings are quite capable of standing up for themselves with that big long pointy beak. But the starling was eating her porridge. And yesterday she was collecting food, so she's feeding the chicks. So she's always saying, but a wee bit more. I don't know. Is the word vociferous, is that correct? I don't know. I can't remember if that's a proper word. I know it's a proper word, but the meaning or the use of. Well, now that the big aluminium can's gone and the aluminium ladder, it's an aluminium one, the aluminium ladders have stopped being thrown about. Yeah, so yesterday morning, there was absolutely no breeze and it was beautiful, warm. This morning, just that drop in temperature slightly. But let's hope and pray that the day goes on and it turns into a lovely day. More so because I'm going to cut half an acre of grass this morning. And it would be nice if it was nice and sunny while I was doing that. I can see so many gossamer threads about this morning. Guys, you know, all joking aside, some people are just damn lazy. I've worked with aluminium ladders my days. Still do. And I always had respect for people's homes and houses and neighbourhoods, and I lifted aluminium steps. Even if it was only to move them a foot, or 3 foot, or 10 foot, I lifted them. You know, apparently there are a lot of people out there who just prefer to drag them and make a hell of a racket. Lazy, I call it. Anyway, moving on. From lazy aluminium ladder draggers. Feeling good this morning. Feeling much better again. Physically feeling great. Been keeping up my tempo of fitness and healthy eating. Because I'm going to eat like a pig all next week. Not quite. More fresh fruit and salad, I'd like to think, with the warm weather. But I'm going to eat what I like when I'm away. So it's all for a good cause. But it's not just that. The fitness makes you feel better than yourself. And I do feel good this morning. Oh, looking up to see a wee chaffy singing up there on the telegraph line. I love the wee song, eh? I see a half moon. In fact, the more I peer at it, I can just about make out the outline of the dark side of the moon. Oh, yeah, there was an album. So, but I can never remember the phases, and I should, but I don't. So at the moment, the sun's coming up, or it is up in the east, rising quickly. The moon's over to the west, almost in a straight line, east to west. And the moon's being illuminated on its eastern side, if that makes sense. The sunny side, in other words. So, what phase is that? Is that first half, or last half, or second half, or... I'm sure Richard Hubbock will know that because he studies the skies. He's become a bit of a astronomer. I had to get that right because the other one's a totally different beastie over there. An astronomer. So, oh, and reporting back on my wife Mary's condition. After a visit to the docs yesterday, she was given a more powerful cream to rub onto her aching ankle joints. That was causing her so much discomfort and loss of sleep. And I applied the cream for her last night. Yeah, about an hour and a half, 2 hours before she went to bed. Isn't the wren beautiful? Isn't that song fantastic? A tiny wee bird. Yeah, so she had a really good sleep last night. So I'm thanking the Lord, and I'm thanking Holy Mother for her prayers I made. And I'm also thanking Lee Storm for her prayers. If that wee wren keeps singing, I'm just going to shut up. So she's to go and give bloods today again. They want to double check her bloods. Not that it don't make a lot of difference because we're flying off on Saturday, so they probably won't get the result of the bloods back unless they're really quick and get it processed. Then, but anyway, all you want is a. She had them done recently and they said they were fine, so we think it's just. It's a. Kind of rheumatics in the ankle joints causing all the issues. I haven't told her that my right heel has been incredibly painful for 2 weeks now. And still very painful. But I don't want her to know, and also it's not nice isn't the word I want to use. It's not, in my mind anyway, I felt that since she was suffering from her own ankle, last thing she wants to hear is me mourning about mines and distracting from her own issue, so I never mentioned it. standing here looking up at a moon and listening to the sounds around me.